This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053, Franklin, Frankel Injury Attorney text line. If you want to get involved in the show or hit us up on the Twitch or the YouTube, time to talk some more baseball. So this is from, I believe it's an article on MLB.com that kind of inspired part of this conversation. The 12 must-watch pitchers in spring training. And the Rangers, who do you think is the most-watched pitcher in spring training? This specific spring training.
I'll go with Roky Sasaki.
Yep, Roky Sasaki, number one.
Shohei
is an honorable mention because they're like, or a wild card, because they're like, I don't think it's going to happen, but maybe.
Oh, that's right, because they think he's going to maybe pitch more mid-May-ish.
Yeah. Jake DeGrom.
So... we'll get to him.
All right.
Because Sasaki's one, Paul Skenes is two, Max Fried is three. But then four and five are both Rangers.
Lighter.
Jacob DeGrom.
Rocker.
And Rocker. Kamar Rocker.
Yeah, I meant Rocker.
So, I mean, I liked your enthusiasm for Lighter,
I meant
though.
To say Rocker.
I was digging a little bit into some Jack Lighter stuff after getting kind of an inside edge education yesterday. Yeah. And it was just, it's interesting on... if you look at some numbers, he looks very fixable, if that makes sense. One, he gets hit pretty hard first pitch. If they swing first pitch, it's like over 900 OPS.
Okay.
So can I make a better first pitch strike?
Yeah.
When he gets behind in the count, he gets killed. So one, if I throw that first pitch down the middle, they seem to hurt me bad. If... I, and I'm talking about Jack Lighter here. If he ends up getting behind in the count 2-0, 3-1, I'd have to go back and look. It was like a 400-something batting average. So, one, can I make a better first pitch where when they make contact in play, I have a much better, let's say, below 200 batting average when they put the ball in play? And then, two, can I get ahead in the count a little bit more? Now, he wasn't great with nobody on base, but he was... not really good at all with runners on base for the most part. I was looking at his times to home. It's 1.28 when he starts his delivery with a runner on base, getting the ball once the catcher hits the mitt. The league average is 1.4. This is only a wonder. This is like if I was Mike Maddox or I was part of the pitching coaching staff, I would go, hey, is he delivering the ball too quick where he can't deliver a quality pitch? Is he doing such a good job of holding on runners? It's not allowing him to actually throw a quality pitch with runners on base. So I don't know that answer, right? That would be for Mike Maddox and the pitching coordinator and all of those people, Chris Young, to look into and go, 1.28 is fine, but what if we got it to like 1.35?
Yeah.
Would that give him a better ability to really get underneath his legs, have better balance, and throw a better pitch with runners on base? This sounds so simple. It is not. But better first pitch strikes, where when you throw it, it's not hit so hard. And then two, hey, are we moving too quick with a runner on base, and then it's not allowing you to throw a quality pitch?
Which is interesting, because the one, I would have been like, that makes a lot of sense. That one, I would not have identified immediately as like, that's a big part of it. Yeah. That's interesting.
And then I guess the other question is, how much do you want to mess with his mind? I guess spring training is the right time to do it. But how much do you want to mess with what he's thinking when he's on the mound? But that's why this time is allotted for it.
Let me ask you a question about that, because I'm really intrigued by what you just said. How much conversation, in your experience, happens in the off season? Like, I know you get to spring training early and there's a lot of time, and we've still got like 6 weeks until the season starts. But how much conversation, whether it's between teammates, between the manager, the GM, whatever, how much conversation happens in December, January, with people who are like on the roster already?
Not a lot, but some. Now, what I mean by that is, like, Rocker and Leiter have been working at Vanderbilt, so they're together. But how much are they sharing stuff? Like, these are two young pitchers trying to find their way as a major league pitcher. But how much is Mike Maddox working with them in the offseason? A little, but not a lot. Just making sure they're staying on their routine. Strength and conditioning coach is making sure he's sending them plans that he would like for them to follow. A lot of guys have their own personal strength and conditioning coach, but you're also sending them information where we'd like for you to be here, be there. But I think for Jacob DeGrom, I'm not 100% sure about this, but I think he spent some time here in Texas in the offseason.
Okay.
Not maybe throwing really competitive bullpens, but throwing a little bit here just to make sure that Mike Maddox and that they kind of had an eye on him, getting him ready to hopefully be a Cy Young candidate this year. But there's a little conversation, there's some, but maybe not as much as you would think, or maybe, I guess in a way, hope. But it's like, it's your time, it's your career, we're here to help, but we're not here to babysit.
I gotcha.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, DeGrom's four, Kamar Rocker is five. Do you think Kamar Rocker is so high on the list? Like, I get why Jacob DeGrom is so high on the list, because you've seen him be like the flat out best pitcher in the game. Yeah. We haven't seen that for a while. He's coming back from injury. He says he's good to go. It's like Christmas. For Rocker, is it just the excitement and potential from the flashes you saw that you're like, oh man, if that's true,
yeah,
that could
be
amazing.
What we saw in the regular season last year, that opportunity to go out there in that first outing.
In Seattle.
Just like, wow. Like, this dude has out pitches. He's able to do these special things. And then he comes back here and gets a little, you know, gets hit a little bit. But you're like, okay, we've seen that he can do it. So I absolutely think the intrigue is there for that.
And I just wanted to add, I don't think I'm speaking out of turn when I say you'd have to go back several years. But when he was pitching in college, he absolutely looked like he could be the number one overall pick.
Yes, especially after his freshman year. Yeah. Even his junior year, he looked really good. There was just a little bit of concern of his health. Obviously, he dropped a little bit in the draft, and then the Mets drafted him and really didn't like his health.
Yep.
Now, that being said, I do know the Rangers, look, they're going to be very optimistic. It's their guy. But the Rangers are like, he's ranked too low on these things. To your point, they're like, look, Paul Skeens has blown everybody out of the water on what he was able to do at LSU his junior year and then what he did in the major leagues last year.
It's unreal to expect anybody else to be that.
And that's what they're saying. But they're like, when Rocker was in college and healthy, he was Skeens-like.
Yep.
Okay. And so they're like, look, they think that they do have a future ace on their hands. They don't.
I would say this.
The Rangers don't think he's going to be an ace this year.
Right.
It's like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, we're going to get him. They got to make sure to keep him healthy.
Okay. One.
So they have to make sure innings don't get overloaded. So they are going to be making sure as the season, I don't know the exact plan. They are going to be making sure when they get to September, they believe that they're going to win this division going into this season. They want Rocker to be able to pitch in September and October. They don't want to get to September and he's pitched really good, but he already has 120 innings going into the month of September. That would scare them going, we need 20 to 30 innings in this month, plus we're hoping to get another 10 to 20 innings out of him in October. So they are going to monitor his innings, but they also are optimistic that you're about to see when Corey brought up Kumar Rocker after his freshman year, right around COVID or the year after COVID,
yep.
When you brought him up because he was the talk of college baseball, they believe he's back to that guy.
Ooh, that's exciting as hell. Like that really
is
that exciting. The velocity's there. Now if he can just continue to pitch, you know, continue to be a pitcher. Somebody asked yesterday, Mike, they were like, what's the difference between what y'all are saying, pitching and throwing? And I was like, well, it's, you know, your out pitches, your ability to hit your locations, the ability to get pitcher or hitters situationally. There's so much more than just going up there and throwing a ball off the mound.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of somebody. At times, I think that Jack Leiter became a thrower behind in the count in the major leagues. And boy, you better be able to be Aroldis Chapman with the Cincinnati Reds if you just want to be a thrower.
Yeah, yes.
They're just too good a hitters to just say, 3-1, here's my fastball, 98, middle of the zone. Well, all right, you're going to be backing up bases or asking for a new baseball. There's two options in this situation. I tried it, and I tried it throwing a lot slower. You usually are backing up bases or asking for another baseball. So you always have to be a pitcher on the mound. I will even say, like, Emmanuel Clase got hammered in the playoffs. He had a 0.6 ERA.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know if pressure, I don't know what happened to him, but man, when you become a thrower on the mound and you're not thinking at all and you just think your stuff is going to do it, that's why so many guys throw 95, 97 and never throw one pitch in the major leagues because they never figured out how to pitch. They only got into professional baseball because teams drafted them or gave them money going, man, there's a lot of arm there. Gosh, he does this, and they never learn how to pitch.
I hope this makes sense, or maybe you guys are on the same page as me. I am not excited to see DeGrom thrown spring training whatsoever. I am going to be nervous every time he steps out there because I'm like, this doesn't count. And I'm going to be nervous when he's out there.
He has to, though. Like, this is that opportunity to face live hitters. He has to. He doesn't have to go out there and go all out.
To Kevin's point, I bet 50% of his games are on the backfield. Because let's just say he gets three guys out in six pitches. Well, the inning's over in the real game on the big field. And they will do that, I think, as we get later into spring. But to your point, I bet February 22nd might be the first game for the Rangers in spring training. I bet till March 5th or 6th, his outings are on the backfield because they can be like, we want him to throw 15 pitches no matter what. Now, if he gets to 13 and gets the third out, fine. He gets to 17 and gets the third out, fine. But if he gets to 20 pitches in the first inning, they can just say switch. Inning's over.
Yeah.
He throws six pitches and gets three guys out. They're like, another batter. He's not just going to throw six pitches right now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I understand you completely being very nervous, even in the regular season when he takes the mound.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing that says that can make us feel good considering what we've seen the last 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of felt like, this is a weird comparison since we're crossing sports, but it kind of felt Anthony Davis-esque when he got here and he was like, hey, I'm ready to try to lift this city up. And I was like, I so badly want to believe that. And I know Jacob does too. Like, you saw all of the emotion when he realized, like, not only was he hurt, but he was really hurt. He was not going to pitch well. Like, you can't fake that level of emotion. And I have no doubt that he wants more than anything to go out there and be like, I'm going to show everybody what I can still do. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes your body's like, that's great. Yeah. Not going
to
happen.
I'm going to put my cojones on the line here. It could be stupid, but I guess I don't have to deal with it
in 2 weeks.
Is I think he's going to stay pretty darn healthy, and he's going to be a top three Cy Young candidate.
And
if he gets hurt at the end of April and can't ever pitch again, you can call me a moron, and I sometimes am anyways. But I do think that you're about to see a very special pitcher for the Texas Rangers.
That 26 starts, 28 starts?
Yeah, I'll say 25-ish.
Okay.
Like 22 to 28.
Okay.
And I know that 22 won't be awesome. That would be missing 10 starts.
Yeah.
I do think they will not have him start over 30 games. No, if he's completely healthy and never says anything's bugging him, they're like, we don't care. You're sitting out this one time through the rotation.
Yeah.
We got to watch how many innings you're throwing.
Does that...
That's a lot of guys on this team, by the way.
Here's a side question. Does that trickle into the playoffs? Like, he gives you a phenomenal, mostly healthy, and the innings are piling up, and he's going to be the first Ranger ever to win the Cy Young. Like, how do you draw the line versus, like, hey, he's awesome in the playoffs. We need him to pitch in the playoffs. And you're like, I don't know. You pitch a lot of innings this year.
Oh, no, he'll pitch. If he's healthy.
So you think no matter
I think he has the Evaldi year.
I hate saying this. This is, if they Steven Strasburg him. Remember in 19,
yes,
he was the best pitcher in the playoffs, and then he never pitched a baseball game. I think the Rangers would live with, we've monitored his innings. We know that he's at pretty much his max. We've made the playoffs. We are going to ride DeGrom and Evaldi.
Okay.
And we're going to see if we can win this thing again. Because if we do, I hate saying this, and he never pitches again.
It's okay.
I'd be like, I know that was a lot of money for one awesome year of Jacob DeGrom, but if you win another championship because he was healthy and you rode him to game one win, game five win, game three win, game one win, game five win.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he just went 5-0, dominated baseball, and we're there again. We just won another championship. We hope his arm will be okay after this.
Just a quick other thing I want to throw out there. Bruce Bochy won the Roland Hemond Award, which recognized a baseball executive who has demonstrated a lifetime commitment to professional baseball scouts and scouting and player development. So the announcement was made this morning by, and this sounds really important, the National Office of the Society of American Baseball Research. I don't know how important that group is, but they sound important. It sounds really important.
Society makes it sound even more important.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.